Today's daf is Shabbos Daf Chof Dalet, and we are about 15 lines from the top of Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Amar Rav Huna. Sadly, we have many names to mention for a Schus Refua Shalema, so just to... Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Shimon Ben Dada, Shlomo Zev Ben Chaya, Moshe Yosef ben Rivka, Avram Yosef Yoska ben Rachel Rezel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Yikasio ben Gittel, and Meir Shalom Yitzchak ben Yuta Chaya. And really, all the Chayli Yisrael should have a Refua Shalema Bekarev. So we're continuing to discuss the Gemaras in Perek Bamem Adlikin that deal with the Halachos of Chanukah, and today's daf is really the fourth and the final of this series of Meseches Chanukah, tucked away in the second parak of Masechta Shabbos. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Harogel b'ner, if somebody is very careful with ner, says Rashi, ner of Shabbos and ner of Chanukah, havyun lambanim talmidei chachamim. It's a skula for him to have sons that will be talmidei chachamim. Hazar b'mezuzah, if someone's careful in the mitzvah of mezuzah, zoich ledir na, his reward will be that he'll merit to live in a nice house. Hazar b'tzitzit, if someone's careful in the mitzvah of tzitzit, zoich l'talisna, he'll merit to have a nice talis on which to put his tzitzit. Hazar b'kiddush hayoyim, if someone's careful with the mitzvah of kiddush, zoich u'memali gar b'yayin, he's going to have a nice inventory of wine. And pashut, this is all midah kineged midah. If you're zor in mezuzah, you'll have a nice house to put the mezuzah on. If you're zor in tzitzit, you'll have a nice talis to put the tzitzit on. If you're zor in kiddush, you'll have good wine to make kiddush on. The obvious one that requires beer is harogel b'ner havilam banim talmidei chachamim. What does a ner have to do with Torah? Ner Chanukah, ner Shabbos, the Svarim HaKadoshim, of course, talk a lot about this. Ve'in kan zmanoi laharach. Rav Huna says the Gemara, this don't have a rogel, have a chaluf etani, a pischa de Rav Abin. He would often pass the door of Rav Abin Nagra. Rav Abin, who was a carpenter, chazad have a rogel b'shragi tuv, and he saw that he was very careful in the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. Omar, he said, Shrei Gavri Ravravi Nafki Mehocha. This is Rav Huna L'shitasai, who said, Harogel b'ner havim l'banim tamid chachamim. So he saw that Rav Avin, even though he was a simple man, but he was so careful in the mitzvah of Neirois, he was a Rogel b'ner. So he said, I have no doubt that two Gavri Ravravi are going to come from Rav Avin. And the Gemara says, Kachava, Nafki Minayu. This Rav Abin merited to have two sons that illuminated the world, Rav Idi Baravin and Rav Chia Baravin, two of the often mentioned Amayram and Shas. Rav Chizda, Havarogad, Havachalavatani, Apiskh, Devein Nosha, Rav Shizbi. Rav Chizda, he too used to often pass the door of Rav Shizbi's father. Some say father in law, Ayin Rashi. Chazad, Havarogad, Beshragi Tuva. And he saw that Rav Shizbi's father was very careful in Neirois, he was a Rogel b'ner. Omar, he said, Gavra Rabba Nafik Mihocho. This Rav Shizbi is going to, father is going to merit to have a son that, again, will illuminate the world. Nafik Minayu Rav Shizbi. And sure enough, this was Rav Shizbi's father's house. He merited to have a son, Rav Shizbi. The Visud Rav Yosef have a Ma'achra Umadl Kasla. Rav Yosef's wife used to light candles very late. Rashi says, she used to light Shabbos candles late. Amalei Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef told his wife, Tanya, we learned, Lo yomush amud ha'anon yoyman v'amud ha'esh laila. We know that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, so they had the amud anam that guided them during the day, and the amud esh was at night. And Chazal say, melameid sh'amud anam mashlim la'amud ha'esh. That the v'amud esh mashlim la'amud ha'anon. They would overlap a little bit, meaning there was no gap in between when the amud anam was guiding and when the Amud Esh was guiding. Rather, before the Amud Anan left, the Amud Esh was there. And before the Amud Esh left, the Amud Anan was there. And Rabbi Yosef was telling his wife that I think that this is a lesson for us to know that you're supposed to light candles not when it's already nighttime, but rather while it's still day. The Amud Esh, the Neiros of Shabbos, should overlap with the Amud Anam, which is day. So the Gemara says, Savar Laktuma. So she heard what her husband said, and she took it to an extreme. She wanted to start lighting candles really early. Amar Lahu Saba, Sahahu Saba, there was an old man. Tosfos throughout Shah says, Yeshoim Rimahu Saba is Eliyo Anavi. So Rabbi Yosef's wife merited Gilu Eliyo Anavi. Eliyo Anavi, Ahu Saba told her, Tanino, Bavat Shala Yaktim Vishaloya Acher. It's true, you're not supposed to light candles too late. But at the same time, you can't light the candles too early. This Gemara that we just learned will be the topic of the first of two raid bites at the end of the daf, so we'll hold it for now. Amar Rava, Rava said, Derachim Rabbanon, if someone loves Talmidei Chachamim, Rashi says, Derachim means Oyev, have a Rabbanim Rabbanim. He's going to merit that he's going to have sons that will be Talmidei Chachamim. The Moiker Rabbanon, now the Gra changes the Gersa. You see there's an Aleph and right beneath it there's a Beis. So the Gra puts the word the dochel here and the word the Moiker on the next line. So we'll go with the Gersa of the Vilna Gaon. He said the dochel Rabbanon, someone that has fear, he has Yira of a Talmud Chacham, Havalei San Chasan Vasa Rabbanon. He's going to merit to have sons-in-law that will be Talmidei Chachamim. The Moiker Mei Rabbanon, someone that shows respect to Chachamim, who gufa have a Tzurbim Rabbanon. He himself will be a Tzurbim Rabbanon. V'ilav Bar Hachi. Let's say he's not a Bar Hachi to be a Tzurbim Rabbanon. Not everybody maybe can be so chashuv in learning. So the Gemara says, if he's not in a position where he himself can be a Tzurbim Rabbanon, but at the same time, at least he'll have one of the qualities of a Talmud Chacham, and that is Mishtamin Mileker Tzurbim Rabbanon. People will listen to what he has to say in the same way that people listen to Talmid Chacham. According to the Girsa of the Gra, what Rava said is as follows. Someone that loves Talmidei Chachamim will merit to have sons that are Talmidei Chachamim. Someone that has fear of a Talmud Chacham will merit to have sons-in-law that are Talmidei Chachamim. Someone that shows respect to Talmidei Chachamim, he himself will be a Talmud Chacham. They say that the Vilna Gaon said that there's a remez to this in the Pasuk. We say, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. You say it in Kriyashma, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha. We know the Gemara says, es Hashem Elokecha is l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Shimon Amsuni ha-yadayrish kol esem shebetayra. Until he came to es Hashem Elokecha tira, and then he was Pirish. He said that, what could I possibly include? What could I be marba in es Hashem Elokecha tira? Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came and he taught es Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. So the Vilna Gaon said, v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, which literally means you should love Hashem, but es Hashem Elokecha l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. So if someone's going to love Talmidei Chachamim, what is the Pasuk say afterwards, Vishanantam Livanecha Vidibartabam, Vishiftachab Vesech of Lachtachabaderech. You're going to merit to have sons that are going to be Talmidei Chachamim. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, es l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, you're a Rachim Rabbanon. Your reward's going to be Vishinantam Livanecha. You're going to have sons that are Talmidei Chachamim. The Pasuk also says, es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Uboy Sidbak, the Gemara says in Ksubas Kudyat Aleph, V'chievshel Bukeboy, is it possible for a person to literally attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo, Kalamasi Bitoy L'Talmud Chacham, Ma'ala Olav HaKasov Kilo Medabik B'shchino. So the Vilna Gaon said, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, again, L'Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, if you're going to have Yira for a Talmud Chacham, you're a Dachom Mirabanan, you know what you're going to merit? You're going to merit Uboy Sidbak. That's the end of the Pasuk. You'll be Masi Bitoy L'Talmud Chacham. You'll have Chasan Vasa Rabbanon. So the Gra said that the Rochim Rabbanon having a bottom Rabbanon and the Dochim Rabbanon having a Chasan Vasa Rabbanon are both Merumas in the Pasuk. The Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, the reward is Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibartabam. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, the reward is Ubay Sidbak. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas 111, Va'atem Madvekim Bashem Elokechem, V'chiev Shalit Vukebay Elokolamasi Bita Elotamot Chacham. But notice, this only works with the Girsa of the Vilna Gaon in his Agoya Sagra. Either way, says the Gemara, V'loi B'shem in Sreifa. So we return to our regular program, which is Perek B'mem Adlikin, albeit for a very, very brief moment, for about 10 lines. So the Mishnah went through the Psilois and the shmonim, the wicks and the oils that one is not allowed to use on Shabbos. And one of the oils that can't be used is shemen sreifa. So what exactly is shemen sreifa? That's the Gemara's question. My shemen sreifa, I'm a rabbi said shemen shal truma tshinitma. It's shemen of truma that became tamei. So Gid, a czar, a non-Kayan, is not allowed to eat truma. A Kayan, of course, is allowed to eat truma. But even a Kayan that's allowed to eat truma can only eat truma when it's tahar. He can't eat truma when it's tamei. Similar to Kachim, that's Tameh. that a kohen is not allowed to eat. Tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. In fact, it's one of the most chomer things in the Torah. So to truma that's tamei, a kohen is not allowed to eat. Even though a kohen is not allowed to eat truma that's tamei, a kohen is allowed to benefit from truma that's tamei. And what the kehanim would do if they had shemen, truma, shenitmas, they would burn it. They would use it as fuel. Couldn't eat it, but rather than eat it, they would burn it, use it as fuel. Says the Mishnah, v'loy b'shemen sreifa, you're not allowed to use shemen, shel truma shenitma, that has a din sreifa, because practically that's all the kohen can really do with it. You're not allowed to use it for oil for Neir Shabbos. Says the Gemara about my korugu shemen sreifa. Why is it called shemen sreifa? Horugu sreifa oimet, like we just said, because the din is to burn it. B'Shabbos my time eloi. Why can't you use it for Shabbos? What's the big deal? Meaning all the psiles and the shmarim that were mentioned in the Mishnah, there was something inherently wrong with them. We said that the Shalheves is not going to be Oilu Yafa. So as a result, there was a concern. But what's the concern over here? This is good, bona fide shemen. It's the nicest shemen in the world. It could be shemen zayis, which we saw is the mufchar of all the shmanim. So what would be the reason not to be able to use it? So the Gemara says, because mitoich shem mitzvah olav levaroi, gzeru shemen yachta. Meaning that there's a mitzvah to burn the shemen, sreifa, so there's a concern that the koyein, in his excitement to fulfill this mitzvah, to burn the shemen, he may want it to burn quicker. He wants to do the mitzvah. Shemei avirenu dalan amas b'shus harabim. He's going to jump dalan amas. He's going to be so excited to burn the shemen treifa, shemei yata, and that's why it's a problem. Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, elam yata, if that's the case, b'yantav lishteri, then it should be okay to use and to burn shemen sreif on yontif. Why do we learn in the next Mishnah? Ema adligim shemen sreif on yontif. You're not allowed to use shemen sreif on yontif. So the Gemara says, Gzer yontif atu Shabbos. It's true. On yontif it should be okay. Because the whole reason you're not allowed to use shemen sreif is Gzer shemen yata. On yontif there is no problem of shemen yata. Because even if a person will come to the point where he's yata, what he would violate is the Isra of Havara, which is not Asra on yontif anyways. The reason the Chachamim said, Ema adligim shemen sreif on yontif, is only a gzeira atu Shabbos. Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said a different shana in the Mishnah. L'shema yata loy chashirah. Really, there's no gzeira shema yata. And that's not the reason why you're not allowed to use shemen sreifa on Shabbos. Elo hocha b'yontav shcholiyas erev Shabbos oskinon. We're talking dafka about an erev Shabbos, which is also yontav. And it's because of the next Mishnah. L'fisha ain't sarf and kachem b'yontav. Because we'll see better in tomorrow's daf that Chacham gave different reasons why you shouldn't be able to use shemen sreifa on yontav. So the reason you can't use the shemen sreifa in our Mishnah is because we're talking about, it's an Akimta, Hacha b'mayaskina, where Erev Shabbos is also yontif, and on yontif you're not allowed to use shemen sreifa. So really in the first pshat of the Gemara, what Abaye said, you can't use shemen sreifa Erev Shabbos. So for that reason you can't use it on yontif either. Gzer yontif atu Shabbos. Rav Chisda's flipping it. He said really Erev Shabbos, he should be able to use shemen sreifa. There's no reason not to be able to light candles Friday night with shemen sreifa. It's just on yontif it's a problem, and yontif shecholiyah is b'Shabbos, obviously it's going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, "Vamidik tani seifa, ein madlik b'shemen sreifa b'yontif." The next Mishnah says, "Ein madlik b'shemen sreifa b'yontif." Michal d'Rachel la b'yontif askinon. It sounds like this Mishnah is not talking about yontif. Meaning, Rav Chisda said that really on an ordinary erev Shabbos, you're allowed to use shemen sreifa. Why can't you use shemen sreifa in our Mishnah? It's all because we're talking about where Erev Shabbos was Yontif. And it's related to the halacha of Eim Adlikim B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif. So essentially what the Mishnah is saying is Eim Adlikim B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif. That's all the Mishnah is saying. Because you're allowed to use it Erev Shabbos. It's just on Yontif you're not allowed to use it. Freit Gemara, that's the next Mishnah. So why do I need this Mishnah to tell me V'loy B'Shem and Sreifa, which really means that Eim Adlikim B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif, the next Mishnah says it clearly. Here it's implied, there it's mefurish. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chanina Misura, Rav Chanina Misura said that Rav Chisda must have understood the way you read the two Mishnayos is Matam Ka'amar. Meaning the second Mishnah is the explanation for this halacha. That's actually the segue. Again, we'll see it better in tomorrow's daf. But that's the connection between the two Mishnayos. Matam Eim Adlikim B'Shem and Sreifa B'Yontif. The Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use Shem and Sreifa. It's one of the Ein Madlikins. Why can't you use Shemin Sreifa? Because we're discussing Erev Shabbos, that's also Yontif. So what? Why is that a problem? The answer is the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is the reason for a madlikim b'shem etzreifa l'fishein sarf and kachem b'yontif, because it's halachi not allowed to burn kachem b'yontif. Again, we'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rav Chisda, Araya to Rav Chisda's pshat. Again, Rav Chisda said that the reason that you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa in our Mishnah is because we're talking about an Erev Shabbos, Shechaliyos B'yantif. It's Yantif. And because it's Yantif, and there's an idea of Ein Tzarf and Kachem B'yantif, Ein Madlikim Hashem Tzreifa B'yantif, that's why it's not okay. But on an ordinary Friday afternoon, if a woman wants to light candles using Shem Tzreifa, it would be okay. So as the Gemara, there's a raya from the following brisa. Kol Elu Sha'amru, Ein Madlikim Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikim Behem B'yantif. All the things that the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, on Yantif is not a problem. Pashup Shad is because the issue in the Mishnah is Shem Yata. There's no Shem Yata on Yantiv. Chutz mi Shem Tzreifa, with the exception of Shem Tzreifa, Lefisha ain't surfing Kach Shem Yantiv. Shem Tzreifa is the only one that not only can't you use on Shabbos, you also can't use on Yantiv. So where exactly is there a Tanya Kavasid Rav Chizda? What does this have to do with what Rav Chizda just said? So if you take a look at Toisvis, Dibra Maskul Tanya Kavasid Rav Chizda, so Toisvis asks, what's the Makar to Rav Chizda? V'yeshloim adahachi kama, that the Girsa that the Gemara needs to say is as follows. Kol Elusha Amu E Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim B'Yantif. V'kol Shkein Oysosha Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim B'Yantif. The ones that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Yantif. Certainly, the Shmonim that you're allowed to use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Yantif. Chutz mi Shem and Tzreifa, with the exception of Shem and Tzreifa, Sha'af al Pisha Madlikim B'Shabbos, E Madlikim B'Yantif. That's Tanya Kavasi de Rav Chizda. We're saying Shem and Tzreifa really you're allowed to use on Shabbos. It's only on Yantif you're not allowed to use it. So what did Mishnah mean when it said that you're not allowed to use Shem and Tzreifa? Oh, it meant we're Erev Shabbos is Yantif, because on an ordinary Erev Shabbos, in fact, it's something you would be allowed to do. Either way, we return to the halachas of Chanukah. Iboilu, mau lahaskir shal Chanukah bebirchas hamazon. Do you mention ala nisim during benching on Chanukah or no? That's the question. We know the answer. Of course you do. But the Gemara is working this through in real time. Mau lahaskir shal Chanukah bebirchas hamazon. Kivin the midrabanon. Do you say that mean the Chanukah is midrabanon loy matkarinon? So even though we mention Ritzei, for example, on Shabbos, and we mention Yalav Yover and Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara is going to talk about that in a moment. But those are deiraisa degedinim. Chanukah is only the rabbanon. So mean the Chanukah is only the rabbanon. Maybe the Chachamim never instituted to mention Chanukah, what we know as Al HaNisim during benching. Or do you say that even though Chanukah is only with the Rabbanon, but on some level Chanukah is even a bigger idea than some Dairaisas? Persume Nisa, we saw that in yesterday's daf. So Rava said, I heard from Rav Schoira, heard from Rav Huna, in a masker, you're not supposed to. No Al HaNisim during benching. Vimba lahasker. But let's say you want to, masker b'hoida. Then you should do it in the second bracha of benching, the bracha of Noida Lecha. Noida Lecha is all about Hoida, Alanisim, Persume Nisa, you're giving Hoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that would be the right place to place it. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Ikhla bei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda was once by Rava, Sava that Kur b'Bani Yerushalayim. He was benching and he wanted to include Alanisim in the middle of benching, and he was going to do it by B'Bani Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Sheishes, so Rav Sheishes told him, Kitfila, that if you want to include Alanisim during benching, you put it in the same place that you put Al Hanisim during Shemayna Esrei. Matfila Baida, would he say it? By Shemayna Esrei, you put it by Hadah. So Yalav Yovah, you say by Ritzei, which is the bracha of Avoida. Al Hanisim, you say after Moedim, which is Hoida. Af Birchas HaMazon b'Hoida. So Birchas HaMazon is the same way. So you see that Al Hanisim is a little bit of an anomaly. You say it after Moedim and Shemayna Esrei, you say it in the middle of Noida Lecha during benching. In contrast to Yalav Yovah, which is during Ritzei, and it's also middle of the third bracha of benching. It's after Rachim, before Uvenei Yerushalayim. That's where you include everything. This is different because this is all about Hoida, and that's this Gemara right here. That if you're going to say, you're supposed to say Baida. Another question. Do you say Yalav Yovah when you bench on Rosh Chodesh? Im tinsulei b'chanukah derabbanu lo tzarich. On the tzad and a chanukah, you don't. That's only because it's a derabbanu. Rosh Chodesh deraisa tzarich. Rosh Chodesh is a din deraisa. There were special korbanos that were born in Rosh Chodesh. So you see, it's a deraisa diga idea. Or do you say that even though Rosh Chodesh is mid deraisa, but it's not really a yontif? And exhibit A to prove that it's not really a yontif is that there's no iser to do malacha on Rish Chodesh. So if there's no Isser to do Malacha, even though there's an idea for women maybe not to do Malacha on Rish Chodesh, but there's certainly no Isser Deiraisa of Malacha on Rish Chodesh. So if there's no Isser Malacha, so then maybe Rish Chodesh is not so Chomer, and maybe the Halacha should be that you don't say Yalav Yavai in the middle of benching, and therefore Loi Masquerita. So the Gemara says, Rav Amar Raske, Rav said you should, Rav Chanina Amar Eni Mas, Rav Chanina said you shouldn't. Amar Rav Zerikin, Koy to Rav Biyotcha, listen to Rav who said you should. Koy Rav Ishaya Kavase, because Rav Ishaya holds like in the Tony Rav Ishaya. The Gemara is going to bring a long brisa, and we'll see it's mefurish in this brisa. Any day that's not a yontif, but there was a carbon musaf. It's a Shabbos, there was a musaf. Yontif, there was a musaf. Yom Kippur, there was a musaf. But that's a full-fledged yontif. These are days that are not full-fledged yomim toivim. Rish Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, it's only a moed katan. It's yontif b'miktsas. So what's the halacha? Arvis v'shachris. Umincha mispalo shmoyne esrei. So when you daven ma'ariv shachris and mincha, you daven shmoyne esrei like you always do. Va'omer me'ena ma'ariv ba'avoda, and you're supposed to say yalav v'yava. You say yalav v'yava in Rish Chodesh. You say yalav v'yava on Chol HaMoed. The idea is acknowledge the fact that it's a special day. And where do you do that? In the bracha of avoda, you say by ritzei. Let's say you forgot to say yalav v'yava in Rish Chodesh. You forgot to say yalav v'yava in Chol HaMoed. Machzir noisai. Then you have to start all over again. Ve'ein behen kedusha l'koyis. You don't make kiddush on Rish Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, v'yesh behen haskara b'birchas hamazon. And you have to mention Yalav Yavi not only during Shmoneh Esrei, but during benching as well. Yomim she'en behen karbon, a day that's a special day, but it doesn't have a karbon musiv, kegoyin. Sheni v'chamishi, Mondays and Thursdays, v'tayni yoyz. A tainis, umamadois, the mamadois. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Sheni v'chamishi, what's so special about Monday and Thursday? Now, Monday and Thursday, they used to lane. The Batei Dinim used to convene. People used to come from the villages to the big cities. I mean, you do find that Monday and Thursday gets shout-outs throughout Shas, but since when is it a special day that you would think this should be a special tefillah? So the Gemara says, Sheni v'chamishi maya v'detayu. The Gemara says, right, Elo Sheni v'hei ubei shal tainis u'mamodis. The way you have to read it is that Monday, Thursday, and Monday of tainis. So when they used to be geyser tainis, so if you remember from Masechtas Tainis, the way the tainisim were set up was on Monday, and then on Thursday, and then on Monday. The point is, on those days, arvis v'shachris u'mincha mispalosh meinesri. So again, we're dealing with a tainis, and we're dealing with the mamodis. So on those days, you dive in three tefillos, you daven Shmoyne Esrei, va'oymer me'ena me'ura, and you should acknowledge the day. Where do you acknowledge the day? The Shemeya Tefillah, not by Ritzei, Shemeya Tefillah. What do you say on a Tainus? Aneinu. Ve'im lo yomer, if you didn't say Aneinu, ein machzir noisai. This is Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. These are very basic halachas. Ve'im bahen haskara be'birchas hamasin. And on a Tainus, if you bench, you don't say Aneinu. It's a Frank Rashi. Are you benching on a tainus? We used to say Yalav Yavi when you bench on a tainus. So Rashi says it's talking about if you ate the night before the tainus. So most tainus start in the morning. So what if you ate the night before or the night after when you break your fast? So should you say something me'ein ha'ma'ira? That's what this brisa says you shouldn't. But what we need is one line from everything that Rabbi Shaya said. This was a very long brisa with basic halachas. Halachas that every single yid is familiar with. But the one thing that we need from here is when he was talking about the Yom Sheyesh Bem Karbon Musaf, Kigoyin Rish Chodesh V'Chol HaShamayit, emphasis on Rish Chodesh, he said you have to say Yame'in HaMa'ir. What we know is the Alav Yavai. When do you say it? During Shmoneh Esrei by Avoida, by Ritzei. Additionally, you should say it B'Birchas HaMazayin, V'Yesh Ben Haskara B'Birchas HaMazayin. So the Gemara is Yiboyu was Ma'u Lahaskur Rish Chodesh B'Birchas HaMazon. On the one hand, it's Dairaisa. On the other hand, it's not a Yontif. It's not Asabasiyas Malacha. Rav said, yeah. Rav Chanina said, no. Amar Rav Zrika Nekoit Rabbi Yotcha. Rav is right. You know, I know, because Rabbi Shaya said the same thing. That one line in this long-winded Braisa. The Gemara continues. Yiboyu Lu Ma'u Lahaskur Shal Chanukah B'Musafah. So the first question was, do you say Alanisim by benching on Chanukah? Second question was, do you say Yalav V'Yavoy Rish Chodesh by benching? Third question is, do you say Ala Nisim when you daven Musif on Chanukah? So you say Ala Nisim when you daven Shmoneh Esrei. Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. What about Musif? That's the question. What's the Shiloh? Keep it the last Musif of the day. Being that the reason you're davening Musif on Chanukah is not related to Chanukah. Now, when do you daven Musif on Chanukah? Rish Chodesh Teves. Rish Chodesh is always going to overlap with Chanukah and Shabbos Chanukah. Shabbos is also always going to overlap. So the question is, when you daven Musif, should you mention Al Anisim? Now, says the Gemara, the Musif is not related to Chanukah. Chanukah didn't have a carbon Musif. As a result, it doesn't have a tefillas musar. So being that the tefillah is not related to the Chanukah, so maybe you're not supposed to. Oy Dilma, or maybe Yoyim Husha Chayiv Arba Tefillahs. At the end of the day, Musaf is just the fourth tefillah of the day. And even though there's unique qualities to Musaf, Reb Kivego brings from the Psalmim Rosh that women are part different tefillahs on Musaf. There's different halachas as it relates to Musaf with regards to Tashlumin. There's lumdis and super lumdis related to it. But at the end of the day, Ein Mikra Yoytze Midei Pshutai. Musaf is the fourth tefillah. And if the Chachamim were misakin to say Al Anisim when you daven on Chanukah, Shachris Mincha Meirif, so if today there's a fourth tefillah, why shouldn't you say it by the fourth tefillah, says the Gemara. So do you say Al Anisim, Musaf Chanukah, or do you not say Al Anisim, Musaf Chanukah? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Dami Chavayir, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda both said, Enei Masker. No. Rav Nachman, Rav Yoichan, Dami Chavayir, Rav Nachman, Rav Yoichan, both said, Masker, that you should say it. In other words, it was a machlokes amira. Amr Abaye, the Rav Yosef, Sabai told Rav Yosef, had the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Rav who, what Rav Huna and what Rav Yehuda said, which was not to be masked, don't say Al Anisim by Musaf on Chanukah, is really related to something Rav said. The Omer Rav Gidol Omer Rav, because Rav Gidol, one of Rav's Talmidim, said over in the name of Rav, Shchoidish Chalias B'Shabbos, if a Shchoidish falls out on Shabbos, I'm after Benavi, when you lay on Shabbos, and it comes time for mafter and to read the haftorah. So b'Shabbos ain't it tzarich lahaskel shol Rosh Chodesh. You don't give a shout out. You don't give a mention to Rosh Chodesh. So you don't add any words in parentheses that, oh, if it's Rosh Chodesh today, include these words. That's not something you do. The reason is shel mole Shabbos ain't navi b'Rosh Chodesh, because there's no navi on Rosh Chodesh. You don't lay mafter and haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. So being that haftorah has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, so there's no reason to include language and verbiage on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh to acknowledge the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So just like Rav said that you don't add language for Rosh Chodesh by the mafter and by the haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, why? Because the haftorah has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, so too, argues the Gemara, don't add any language for Chanukah when you're daving Musaf on Chanukah, being that the Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah. So if you don't include words by the Haftorah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, you shouldn't say Al Anisim on Chanukah Musaf either. But the Gemara says, Midami, what's the Tzushtel? You forgot the two Tzadim of the Ibaya. Hasam Navi b'de Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. This, you never lain Navi on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, you lain four aliyahs, but there's no Navi. Hacha over here, you do say Al Anisim when you daven Shmoneh Esrei. In fact, Isei Ba'arvis, Vishachris, Umincha. So what was the Shiloh? The Shiloh was that being that you're doing it for three of the tefillahs, maybe you should do it for the fourth tefillah. Where do you see from Rosh Chodesh that you don't do that? What you see in Rosh Chodesh is that being that you don't ordinarily lain the Haftorah, there's no Navi on Rosh Chodesh, so now it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to leave out Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if there'd be one tefillah that you would be davening today, and it would be Musaf, being that the Musaf has nothing to do with Chanukah, I understand that would be a good tzushtel, that you shouldn't include Al Anisim, because this tefillah has nothing to do with Chanukah. The Shiloh here was something else. The Shiloh was here anyway saying Al Anisim by three tefillahs. So the question is, do we look at Musaf now as the fourth tefillah? If you looked at Musaf in a vacuum, yeah, it's a good tzushta. But we're not looking at Musaf in a vacuum. The Haftorah on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is being looked at in a vacuum, because there's no other Haftorah where you are mentioning Rosh Chodesh that you should maybe mention it over here. But Musaf is not being looked at as in a vacuum. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, if you want to shtel a tzut to something else, you can shtel a tzut to something else, who, by the way, that is also something Rav said. Elul ha-damid, Amar Rav Achtavoy, Amar Rav Maslam, Amar Rav Yomtiv, Shcholiyas b'Shabbos, if Yomtiv falls out on Shabbos, Hamafter b'Novi b'Mincha, when you raid from b'Novi, when you do the Haftorah by Mincha b'Shabbos, Enit Tzarech la-haskar shal Yomtiv. You don't have to mention Yomtiv. So you don't acknowledge the fact that it's Yomtiv. And the reason is, Shal Moli Shabbos, Ein Novi b'Mincha b'Yomtiv, because although it's true, there is an idea that you're supposed to read from the Novi by Mincha on Shabbos, not on Yomtiv. So it has nothing to do with Yontif. If it has nothing to do with Yontif, so there's no reason to mention it. Now this is a good sushtel, because even though there's no mafter benavi by Mincha on Yontif, there is a mafter benavi by Shachris on Yontif, just like there is every Shabbos, so too there is every Yontif. Every Yontif you read from the Haftorah, and you don't say that once you're already saying Yontif in the morning by the Haftorah and by the Mafter Benavi of Shachris, let's just do it by Mincha also, because Mincha is just the second of the two Haftorahs. You don't say that. So just like you don't say that by the Haftorahs, you don't look at the Mafter
by Mincha as the second Haftorah, quote unquote, so too you shouldn't look at Musaf on Chanukah as the fourth Tevilah. And being that Chanukah itself has nothing to do with Musaf, you wouldn't mention it. Now, before we turn the page, since when do we read from the Navi Shabbos Mincha? Where did that come from? So Rashi says, Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-ga'onim, the second to last Rashi on the Amid, Shayu regilim likreis b'navi b'shabasais b'mincha apsara psukim. Now once upon a time, they used to read from the Navi every Shabbos mincha, 10 psukim. Ubi made parsiim in the times of the Persians, gazru b'zeru shalei lasais, they made a takani, you shouldn't do it, v'kivan she nestalku. And that's one of the minhagim that once they were abolished, they remained abolished, but regardless, that's the rest of the story. It's this tshuvas ha-ga'inim. Bottom line, says the Gemara. So we have a shayla, ma'u lahaskir shal chanukah b'musafin. And the Gemara said, it's a machlekes amira. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda said, don't say al anisim musaf Chanukah. Whereas there were other amira, Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan, they said you should. And the Gemara shtel two other halachas to this. One is, should you acknowledge Rosh Chodesh when you're reading from the Navi, Mafter, Haftorah, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Should you acknowledge Yontif when you're reading from the Navi, Shabbos Shechaliyah is B'Yontif by Mincha? Says the Gemara, the Leis Hilchasa kechol hanishmaitza. The halacha is not like anything we just mentioned. What do you mean? Says Rashi. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, who said, don't say al anisim b'musaf Chanukah, the halacha is not like him. For Rav Gidol, Rav Gidol said, don't say Rosh Chodesh b'mafte b'shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the halacha is not like him. Rav Achtavoy said, don't mention Yontif when you read the mafter and the haftorah, the Navi, on Yontif Shabbos, the halacha is not like him. Either Elo, what is the halacha? Ketfila acha, says Rashi, kachavirto l'chol dvar hayoin umaske. You're always supposed to mention everything. Ki hodom, Rav Shumalevi said, Yom Kippur when your kippah falls out on Shabbos, hamispalu ni'ilah tzarich lahaskir shol Shabbos. When you say ni'ilah, ni'ilah has nothing to do with Shabbos, and still when you say ni'ilah, you should mention Shabbos. Why? Even though the ni'ilah has nothing to do with Shabbos, but yoimu should it's chayiv arba tefilos. It's just another tefillah that the day is chayiv. It's really five tefillahs. But the point is, yoimu should it's chayiv arba tefilos. Says the Gemara, kasha hilchasa. L'churu, we have a steer in the halacha. Why? Amrit, because we just said, Hilchas like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. The halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Meaning that Yom Kippur Shechaliyah is b'Shabbos, he mentioned Shabbos by Ne'ilah. And if that's the case, Leis Hilchas like Kechol HaNishmaitza. The halacha is not like everything we saw on the bottom of Amad Aleph. Not like Rav Huna, not like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Gidol in the name of Rav, not like Rav Achtafoy in the name of Rav. Meaning you always mention the day. Don't get too analytical as far as it is related to the day. It's not related to the day. You always mention it. That seems to be what the Gemara says. But the problem is, we know that Allah is like something Rava said. Amar Rava, Yontif shecholiyah is b'Shabbos. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, shliach tzibur hayoyru lefnei ateva arvis. When the shliach tzibur says chazores hashatz by Mayriv. So Mayriv, Friday night, when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, the Shliach Tzibur says Chazor HaShatz. So on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we had the Haftorah on Shabbos Mincha. Now we have Chazor HaShatz by Shabbos Friday night. So we'll have to see what that is. Einoy tzarech lahaskel shal Yontif. So he doesn't mention the fact that it's Yontif. Why? Shomali Shabbos, ain't Shliach Tzibur, Yoyrid Arvis, be Yontif. Because you have Chazor HaShatz Friday night, but you don't have it Yontif. So be that Yontif itself doesn't beget this special bracha. So it's for that reason, when Shabbos falls on Yontif, you don't mention it. So it says the Gemara, isn't that a contradiction to everything that we just said? We just said you always give the day a shout out. You always include the Yoyma Ma'ira. So how come you don't do it over here? Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashto, it's not a tzushtal. Hasam over there, Bedinu Dafilu B'Shabbos Nami Loi Tzarech. Really, the Shliach Tzibur shouldn't be doing his thing even on Shabbos. V'Rabbanon Hu Detakinu Mishum Sakano. This was all an institution of the Rabbanon Mishum Sakana, Aval Hacha, but over him, being that it's only Mishum Sakana, so the whole tefillah is a little bit of a weaker tefillah, and being that it's a weaker tefillah, it's more kuladig in halacha, and it's for that reason you don't mention Yontif. Aval Hacha over here, we're dealing with haftiras, we're dealing over here with tefillahs Musaf al Anisin, these are real takonis, it's not just Mishum Sakana. And it's for that reason, Yoimushun is Chayibar Betfilos, that's why you have to include it. Now, this last Gemara is going to be the topic of the second raid bite, but we just have to explain the Gemara before we go back there. So, what exactly is this Chazaras Hashatz that the Shliach Tzibur says every Friday night? It's, of course, the Bruch of Mogain Avos. And Mogain Avos, when you say it on Yontif Shechalias B'Shabbos, you don't include any language for Yontif. And that was the Gemara's Kasha, had it stem with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Here we say, Kaimalon Hilchasak Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And
here we have Kaimer V'lo and Hilchas Lasei D'Rava. So the Gemara says that it being that the whole Magen Avos is related to Sakana, we'll see what that means in the Raid Bite. So it's for that reason, it's we look at it in more Kuladig, you look at it more Kuladig. This is where it manifests itself. You don't have to mention Yontif. One last Gemara, V'loi Ba'alyas. Again, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah discussed Bameh Madlikin, Ubameh E Madlikin. So there were a whole bunch of things that E Madlikin. One of them is Chelev. You can't use Chelev as fuel. You can't use it as oil. Nachum Hamadi said, Madlikim b'chelev mevushal. You're allowed to use cooked chelev. The Chachamim said, no. Echa mevushal, v'echa che'ena mevushal, e'ma madlikim b'y. Freak the Gemara, Chachamim hainu Tana Kama. Isn't the Chachamim and the Tana Kama the same sheet? The Tana Kama said you can't use chelev. It sounds like all chelev. Sounds like it doesn't matter if it's cooked or if it's not cooked. Nachum Hamadi said you could if it's cooked. And then the Chachamim said, no. Echa mevushal, v'echa che'ena mevushal. So the Gemara says, Igi b'nayu d'rabruna amarav. The loy masayned. And afkamina is, can you use chela mevushal if you mix it with good oil? So that was one of the first sugyas here in Perek Bameh Madlikin, and it was a discussion in the Gemara. That's the nafkamina between the Tanakam and the Chachamim. Meaning everybody agrees you can't use cooked chelev. Only Nachum Amadi says you can. The Tanakam and the Chachamim both hold you cannot. The nafkamina between the two sheetahs are, can I use cooked chelev if I mix it together, whichever. Now, who holds what? The Gemara says, I don't know. V'loy mesay mi. Ein nikker mi oisro mi matur, says Rashi. And that is the end of the Gemara. Exhale. So two ha'aris as it relates to this morning's daf. One related to Chanukah, and the second one related to Magen Avos. So as it relates to Chanukah, the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis told a story. The Visu de Rav Yosef have a Ma'achra u'madlekes lo. Rav Yosef's wife used to light candles very, very late. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef told his wife, Tanya, la yomosh amada anan yoimam, va amada ish laila, melamich amada anan mashlam la amada ish, va amada ish mashlam la amada anan. The amada anan and the amada ish used to overlap. So it's not proper to light candles too late. You should light candles while it's still day. Your candles, the amada ish, should overlap with the daytime. So Rav Yosef's wife heard. She was an isha kishera, ha'isar etzayim baila. She said, if that's what my husband wants me to do, then that's what I'm going to do. So the Gemara says, so she started lighting candles really early. So Ahu Saba came, Eliyahu Hanavi, told Rav Yosef's wife, Tanina, no, you can't light too early, you can't light too late. Rashi, in the Gemara, says that this story, the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, with Rav Yosef's wife, who originally was lighting late, and then she started lighting early, Ner shel Shabbos samach l'chashecha haisa. What she was lighting was Neiroi Shabbos. And this was all a sugya of Neiroi Shabbos. She used to light candles for Shabbos too late. Rabbi Yosef said it has to be a little early. Then she started lighting it really, really early. And then Eliyahu Navi told her, but not too early. But either way, Rashi learns this sugya is referring to Neiroi Shabbos. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Chanukah, in Perek Dalit Halacha Hey is Medayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam, not that way. If you go through the Rambam's Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam has 30 prokim in Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Shabbos in Yad Chazak is very, very long. The Rambam nowhere mentions this halacha, that when you light candles Friday night, you have to make sure not to light too early, not to light too late. This Braisa, Tonina, Ubovad Shalay Yaktim Vishalay Acher, isn't mentioned anywhere in the Rambam. Stating that, in Hilchas Chanukah, the Rambam says as follows, Ein Madlikin Neiros Chanukah, Koidim Shetishka Achama. You're not allowed to light candles for Chanukah before Shkiyas Achama. Elo im Shkiyas. It's supposed to be Shkiyah time. Says the Rambam, Loi Ma'acharin. You can't light Neiros Chanukah too late. V'loi Ma'ktimin. And you can't light it too early. Says the Magen Mishnah, Chipasti. I looked through the entire Shas. And I didn't find one place where Chazal said this Nusach. That you can't light Neiros Chanukah too early. And you can't light Neiros Chanukah too late. Said the Magen Mishnah. I think both Ha'oras and the Rambam are Miyash of each other. I think the Rambam learned Pshat in this Gemara with the Visu de Rabbi Yosef differently than the way Rashi learned the Gemara. Rashi said the Visu de Rabbi Yosef, she was lighting too early. And then Rabbi Yosef said earlier, so she did it earlier. And then Hahu Saba Eliyahu Navi told her not too early. Ubilvad, Shlo Yachtem v'Shlo Yacher. Rashi said it was referring to Neiros Shabbos. I think the Rambam says the Magen Mishnah learned differently. The Rambam held that Gemara wasn't discussing Neiros Shabbos. That Gemara was discussing Neiros Chanukah. And that's where the Rambam got this line from in Hilchas Chanukah, Lo Ma'achrim V'Lo Ma'kdimin. And that's why the Rambam in 30 Prokim in Hilchas
Hilchas Shabbos didn't bring this braisa. Had the Rambam forget the braisa? He didn't forget it. He had a different pshat in the braisa. Whereas Rashi learned the Gemara that it's referring to Neiris Shabbos. The Rambam says the Magen Mishnah learned that that halacha was referring to Neiris Chanukah. But if that's the case, l'chayre, there's an obvious bombakasha that you have to ask on the Gemara. And I found that Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, the Vilna Dayan, the Binyan Shloima, in his Shailas Atuvas, and this is in Simin Nun Beis, he asks that Bishloima, the way Rashi learned the Gemara, that it was Neiris Shabbos, so it's understood, it's move on why Rabbi Yosef's wife was the one that was lighting candles. Because who lights candles Friday night? The women light candles Friday night. So it was this with Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef told his wife how to light the candles. Amalahu Sabel, Yonavi came to her and told her how to light the candles. But the way the Rambam learns it, the way the Magen Mishnah was Madaik in the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam wrote this halacha in Hilchas Chanukah and not in Hilchas Shabbos, that we were dealing with Ner Chanukah. So why did his wife, why was she the one lighting Ner's Chanukah? Now it's true, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Noshim Chayovois ben Ner Chanukah, Shafein Hoyabois Anes. But whoever heard that Lekatchila, the woman is the one that lights Ner Chanukah? Rabbi Yosef should have lit it himself. Why was he telling his wife how to do it? Amalahu Saba Eliyahu Navi's talking to Rabbi Yosef's wife. Rabbi Yosef himself should have been the one that was lighting the menorah. It's Freik de Binyan Shloima, that Lechura, it's Pashat, that the reason Rashi learned the Gemara that we're dealing with Ner Shabbos, even though this is technically tucked away in the Sugis and Perek, remember, weekend that are dealing with Hanukkah, is because it was Devisu de Rabbi Yosef. And the minig is that the women light candles Friday night. But if that's the case, what's pshat in the Rambam? Why did Rabbi Yosef's wife light the candles? Why wasn't it Rabbi Yosef himself? Says the Binyan Shloima, I believe, v'zeh siyata gedoylo l'das ha-marshal b'tshuva. This is a raya brura to something that the marshal said. It's his own chiddush in Shailos HaTshuvas Marshal Simen Ayin Zayin. And that is, that a suma, someone that's a saginar, is potter from the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the Marshal said a svara. His svara is because Ner Chanukah is all about persume nisa. It's so that people will see the neiros and it'll be mefarsa in the miracle. So says the Marshal that a suma who's not shayach to being royer than Ner, a suma is someone that is he himself can't get any persume nisa from Neiros Chanukah. He has no obligation to go and be mefarsim the neis, even for people that could see the neiros. It's a phenomenal chiddush. It's the Marshal's chiddush in Tshuvas Marshal Simen Ayin Zayin. Says the Cheshek Shloima in his Binyan Shloima. I think this Gemara, the Rambam's Shita, is a raya nifla to the chiddush of the Marshal. And that is Rabbi Yosef, we know, was a Sagi Nahar. Rabbi Yosef was a Suma. You want to know where Rabbi Yosef's wife was the one that lit the menorah? Because Rabbi Yosef was a Suma, he was potter. And being that Rabbi Yosef was a Suma, and he was potter, and hadlokah is a mitzvah, so just like a cheresh shayt of a cotton can't light the menorah, Rabbi Yosef wasn't even able to light the menorah. So his wife had to be the one to light it. She could light it. Shafein hoyabaisa nes. He himself was a Sagi Nahar, he was potter. Says the Binyan Shloima, I think this is a raya. It's a raya brura. So the Cheshek Shloima brought a raya to the Marshal from a Rambam. It's a diuk from the fact that the Rambam brings this halacha, ubelvad shlo yaktiv shlo yachin, not in 30 prokim in Hilchas Shabbos, but in the fourth parak of Hilchas Chanukah. Vayis says the Rambam learned that this Gemara was talking about Chanukah. If it's talking about Chanukah, why did Rabbi Yosef's wife light the Neiros Chanukah? Why did Rabbi Yosef do it himself? Oh, because Rabbi Yosef was a Suma. And if Rabbi Yosef is a Suma, that's why he did it. But the truth is, I was thinking, that could be, you could say, even more pashut. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years, the aim base medrash, b'loi chiddush. We know Rabbi Yehuda has a shita in Shas, that a suma is potem in a mitzvahs. Cheresh shoytev a katan a potem in a mitzvahs. What about a suma? Suma is chayev a mitzvahs. Stating that, there is a das yachin in Shas, it's shita's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a suma is potem in a mitzvahs. Of course, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Stating that, there is a shita from Rabbeinu Yeruchim, one of the G'dayli Arishayinim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim said that I believe it's not so clear that the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbeinu Yeruchim said you have to be chayesh l'chumra to shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes potem in ha-mitzvahs. And the truth is that this chiddush of Rabbeinu Yeruchim is quoted by the Poskim. Just to give two examples, the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah discusses what happens if the Baal Tekeya, someone was a Baal Tekeya all the years in Shul, and lo yaleinu, he became a Suma. He became a Saginar. Could he still blow or could he not blow? Says
the Magen Avraham Suma Chaya Bitkiya. Vim Hoya Muksik Litkaya Bechal Shana Visoku Vipnesha Choshashu Lisfaris Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So he goes and he tells you, does the Magen Avraham, he outlines it for you in the beginning of Simin Tov Kuf Pei Tes and Ilchas Rosh Hashanah, what you're supposed to do. But there's a real Shita. It's Shita's Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's not a Das Yachid that nobody looks at. It's actually a very, very important Shita. Some of the raid that we've spoken at over the years revolves around the Kasha for Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is in Chelek Aleph, in Yerideya, in Simen Aleph, in Hilchas Shchita. The Mechaber says that a Suma, the Mechaber says that a Suma is not supposed to Shech L'Katchila, because it's very hard for him to do a proper Shchita. However, Ve'im Shachat Shchitasek Sheira. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agoyes in Shulchan Aruch, is very, very bothered. He says, why is it so Pashit? How come nobody argues? No one had any issue with this comment of the Mechaber that if a Suma shechts, it's going to be okay. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, if you'd ask me, it's not Pashat at all. It's Tali in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Why? Because the halacha is, it's a Mishnah, the first Parak of Masechta Shulin, that a guy, an Eini Yehudi, is not allowed to shecht. Hakol Shoichten, but then you have to read the fine print. There are people that are not allowed to shecht. And one of the people that are not allowed to shecht is a Ben Noach. Why is a Ben Noach not allowed to shecht? So the Gemara said, because it says the mitzvah of Shechita juxtaposed with Achila. And we learn from there, Mishu Bar Zvicha, someone that's subject. He is included in the halachas of Shechita, only he is allowed to shecht. But someone that doesn't have the halachas of Shechita, meaning if you're not allowed to eat nevela, then you could shecht. But if you don't have the issa nevela, if you're not a bar zvicha, you don't need Shechita, then you are not allowed to shecht. That's a gemara in the first parak of Masechta Shulin. That's why a ben noyach, who doesn't have hilcha shechita, it's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach nevela, so ben noyach is allowed to eat nevela. So be that a ben noyach is allowed to eat nevela, says for that reason a ben noyach is not allowed to shecht. Frank Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that you have to be chayish from Yehuda Shita that a sum is part of the mitzvahs, it comes that a sum is not included in the halachas of nevela. If a sum is not included in the halachas of nevela, he's not a bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, he shouldn't be a bar shechita. He'd be no different than a guy. A guy is not allowed to shecht. Why not? Because he doesn't have a chiyuv shechita, and only someone that has an obligation to shecht. He's included in the laws of nevela. Only he is allowed to shecht. But someone that's not included in the laws is not allowed to shecht. Assume a light, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, coin Rabbi Yehuda, that's potem and amitzvahs. So Freik Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a pellet to me that nobody brought Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He says throughout Dalet Chelka Shulchan Aruch, wherever Rabbeinu Yeruchim is applicable, we always bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim. How come nobody brings it over here? And to answer this kasha, Rabbi Kiva Eger says an unbelievable chiddush. He says that I think you have to say from here that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes potter min hamitzvahs, he's only potter from mitzvahs aseh, but he's not potter from mitzvahs lois aseh. It's Zok Rabbi Kiva Eger. That being that even assuma has lois aseh and nevelos a lois aseh, it's not an aseh. So it comes out that assuma is a bar zavicha. He is included in the laws of nevel. He's included in the laws of nevel. That's why he's able to shecht. That's why nobody brought Rabbeinu Yeruchim. But the point is, this is a real shita. It's shita's Rabbeinu Yeruchim who said that you have to be chayish for Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds that assuma is potter min hamitzvahs. If that's the case, then it could be its poshet. It could be its poshet why Rav Yosef was the one that wanted his wife to light the Ner Chanukah, and he didn't want to light the Ner Chanukah himself. Because we know Rav Yosef and Shas wasn't sure whether or not the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda or the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. In fact, throughout Shas, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef said, that I used to say, if somebody would come to me and he would tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that assumes patim and amitzvahs, avidna yoy metav l'rabbanon, I would make a big party. He says, why? Because it means I'm not mechuyev a mitzvahs and I do mitzvahs anyways. Wow, I'm an eina mitzvah v'vaisa, I'm going to get so much schai. Then I heard Rabbi Chanina said, God alam mitzvah v'vaisa, yoysim mishayna mitzvah v'vaisa. So then I said just the opposite. If somebody will come to me, he'll tell me that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I want to be chayev a mitzvahs because God alam mitzvah. Then I'm going to get muschat. It seems like Rabbi Yosef was a little unsure. It seems like Rabbi Yosef was insecure. Is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda or is it not? What do you mean? What's the shayla? If it was a machlekes b'sham b'silul, he wouldn't have had to say, if someone's going to come tell me the halacha is like b'sham, you know the halacha is not like b'sham. So it seemed he was a little unsure himself on the Rabbi Yosef level. It was a little unclear. That's the Gemara throughout Shas about Rabbi Yosef. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef had a tzad that assumes patim and amitzvahs. If he had a tzad that assumes patim and amitzvahs, pasha why his wife had to light candles. You know why? Because of assumes patim and amitzvahs and hadlaka is a mitzvah. And the Gemara said, what's the difference if you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah and nacha is a mitzvah? Cherishayt v'katan. A cherishayt v'katan can light the menorah if hadlaka is a mitzvah. A cherishayt v'katan can light the menorah if hanacha is a mitzvah. But the Gemara came out, shma mino hadlaka is a mitzvah, shma mino. How do you know? Because that's the nusach of the bracha. La hadlik ner shel chanukah. So if it's hadlaka is a mitzvah, and
there's a tzad that a summa might be part of an amitzvah. We're always chayish v'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And certainly under Rabbi Yosef level, where he seemed himself to be a little unsure whether the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he wanted his wife to do it. Either way, Rashi learned the Gemara, the Rabbi Yosef was talking about an Er Shabbos. If it's Ner Shabbos, it's possible why it was Rabbi Yosef's Rebbitzin that was lighting the candles, not Rabbi Yosef himself. Because the women are always the one. The minig is that the women are the ones that light candles Friday night. The Rambam, however, the Magen Mishnah was Medayik in Hilchas Chanukah, that he learned that it was Ner Chanukah we were dealing with. If it's Ner Chanukah, why was the Rebbitzin of Rabbi Yosef lighting candles? Why wasn't Rabbi Yosef doing it himself? The Cheshek Shloima, the Binyan Shloima, Rabbi Shloima Koyimi Vilna, the Vilna died and said, I think this is a riot to the Marshal. This is a riot to the Chiddush of the Marshal, who said that Sumas Potter from Ner Chanukah. Inami, maybe you could say, it doesn't have to be a riot to the Marshal person. Marshal held that even if Sumas Chayiv in all the mitzvahs, still Potter from Ner Chanukah. Could be a little bit more passion, maybe because Rabbi Yosef had it sad that the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that Sumas Potter in our mitzvahs, you know that from all the Rabbi Yosefs and Shas. So if he had it sad that maybe a Sumas Potter in our mitzvahs, so if that's the case, on the tzad, Sumas Potter in our mitzvahs, a Suma lighting the menorah is no different than a Chereshoit of a cotton lighting the menorah. And the Gemara said, Adlokko is a mitzvah, Chereshoit of a cotton can't light it. And the Gemara came out, Adlokko is a mitzvah. You know that from the Nusach HaBroch of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. So if that's the case, it's Geshmak, why it was the Visu de Rabbi Yosef that was lighting the menorah, as opposed to Rabbi Yosef himself. That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is, so the Gemara mentioned at the end of the Daf, the Bracha of Magen Avos. The bracha that we say when we daven b'tzibur after Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night. So after Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night, we say Vayichulu Hashemayim Varetz V'chol Tzva, and then afterwards the Chazan says Baruch Atah Hashem Elikeinu V'Elikei Aviseinu Elikei Avram Elikei Yitzchok V'Elikei Yaakov Hakel Agodah Lagiba V'Anoira Kel Elyoin Koinei Shemayim Varetz, and then we say Mogein Avos, right? You say Mogein Avos B'dvaroi Mechayim Esim B'mamaroi until Zeichel Amaisa Vereishis, and then the Chazan continues Elikeinu V'Elikei Aviseinu, and he concludes Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. That's how we end davening Friday night, right after Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara said that if Yontif falls out on Shabbos, when you say that bracha, you should not include any language to acknowledge the fact that it's Yontif. The Gemara said, why not? He said, because this whole bracha that we say, this whole Magen Avos was only Mishum HaSakana. And being that it was Mishum HaSakana, so it's a little more cooler, it gets treated more leniently in Halacha, and that's why you don't mention Yontif. So what exactly was the Sakana? So if you take a look at Rashi inside, and of Chav Dalet Amad Aleph, Dibra Maskul Mishum Sakana, says Rashi, the Sakana was Mazikin. Mazikin. Shalehoyu Bati Knesset Shalehem Be Yishuv. Because the Bati Knesset, once upon a time, were not in the Yishuv. The Chol Shar Lele Achoel, every night of the week, Hayu Asuka Bemelachtam. People used to work. Ubegamra Melachtam. And when they finished working, Mispal and Arvis Bebesam. They used to have a mind with Biachidis. This is what people did. They didn't go to shul. Avalele Shabbos. But on Friday night, they weren't working. Is Boim Bebeis HaKnesses. The Olam used to go to shul. The Chashu, the Chachamah were concerned. She Yeshe Ein Memaharin Lavoi. There are people that come late to shul. Later, it happens. V'shoyun L'achatvila. And because they came late to shul, they would finish davening late as well. And these people, if they would finish davening late by themselves, they would have to walk home by themselves. So you outside of the yishuv, you're walking through the field is mazikin, it could be dangerous. So the Chachamim said the workaround is that we want the tzibur's davening to be a little bit longer. So it's for that reason the Chazan gets up and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu, Elikei Aviseinu, Elikei Avram, Elikei Yitzchok, Elikei Yaakov, Mogein Avos. You know what the purpose is? It's to make davening a little bit longer. That's what it feels like. That's what it is. The whole purpose, the whole existence of that bracha is to make davening a little longer. For the person that came late, he needs to catch up so that he'll be able to walk back with the chevra. So like this, he won't be at risk. He won't have to worry that maybe the mazikin are going to hurt him. So the chachamim went ahead and they said that the davening should be a little bit longer. This is what Rashi says right here in the Gemara. Stating that, there is another pshat in Mishum HaSakana, and that's from the Vilna Gaon. It's in his Bir Agra and Hilchas Shabbos, in Siman Reish Samaches. But before the Vilna Gaon, a very brief, important hakdama. And that is, the Mechaber says as follows.
The Mechaber says, "Im hispalo shel choil for lo yiske shel Shabbos." So this is in Hilchah Shabbos, Simin Reish Samaches, Siv Katan Yud Gimel. If a person by mistake Friday night davened a weekday Shmoyne Esrei, so you davened a weekday Shmoyne Esrei. So usually you chap by slach lano. This person made it through Shmoyne Esrei, and he can't remember. He davened a regular Vachendik Shmoyne Esrei, but lo yiske shel Shabbos. Oishalo yispalo kal. Or better yet, he didn't daven Shmoyne Esrei at all Friday night. V'shom amishliach tzibur bracha me'ein sheva. And but he heard the Shliach Tzibur say Magen Avos Bidvaroi Meroi Shvatzoif from the beginning until the end, says the Mechaber, a phenomenal Kula Yotza. It's fine, doesn't have to damage Manasseh again. So if a person would hear the Chazan say Magen Avos Bidvaroi, he would be Yotza with that. What's the Pshat? The Pshat is, because if you take a look at this tefillah a little more carefully, you know what it is? It's Chazaras Hashatz. It's an abridged version of Shmoyne Esrei. Now, it's an abridged version of the Shabbos Shmoyne Esrei. Shmoyne Esrei is usually 18 brachas. V'lam Alshinim was the 19th bracha. But on Shabbos, you only have 7 brachas. You have the first 3 brachas that you have every Shabbos. You have the last 3 brachas, which you have every time you daven Shmoyne Esrei. And then in the middle, we include 1 bracha. That's the 7th bracha. That's the 1 Shabbos bracha that you have. So you have the 3 that you always have, the last 3 that you always have, and then in the middle you have a Mekadosh HaShabbos. And the bracha of Magen Avos really mirrors the Shmoyne Esrei. It's an abridged version of a Shmoyne Esrei. Just go through it. You start off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Akel Agodol Agim V'Anoyer Kelelin Kainu Shmayim V'Aretz. I mean, that's Shmoyne Esrei if it ever was, right? If you continue through Magen Avos, it continues. Magen Avos Bidvaroi, that's Magen Avram. Mechaye Mason B'mamaroi, that's Mechaye Mason. Hakel HaKadosh She'en Kamayu, that's Hakel HaKadosh. Those are the first 3 brachas. Haminiach La'amoy B'yem Shabbos Kotshoi, what is that? That's Ritzei Novim Nuchasenu. Then you say, L'fonov Navoy B'yirov Afachad, that's Ritzei. Ritzei is Avoido. V'noida L'shmoy B'choyim Tomid. That's Moedim. And then you end, Kela Hidois, Adoina Shalom, that Sim Shalom, says the El Yeraba, that if you look carefully at the Nusach of Magen Avos, it's Shmoyne Esrei. That's what it is. It's an abridged version. That's why Chazal referred to it as Brocha Achas Me'en Sheva. Just like Alamichis, Brocha Achas Me'en Shalosh. Salamichi is the abridged version of Berachas Hamazon. We had a Masechtas Brachas, Tefillas Havineinu. We had something called Tefila Kitzara. That's what this is. This is a Tefila Kitzara. There's Chazaras Hashatz every single Friday night. Chazaras Hashatz is this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. Now the truth is, when we go and we hack in and we say Magen Avos Bidvaroi, we're not saying Chazaras Hashatz, because it has to be a bracha. You can't have an abridged version of a Shmoyne Esrei unless there's a bracha. So the Chazan who starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Aviseinu, for him it's a Chazaras Hashatz. For us, we're just saying along. We're just saying Magen Avos Bidvaroi. And the truth is, it's different in Hagim. If you should say along, you shouldn't say along. You could see why not. I mean, you say along Chazaras Hashatz together with the Chazan. No, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, unless your meaning is not to. The Vilna Gaon, we spoke about that not so long ago. You say Amen, that's what you do by Chazaras Hashatz. Since when are you supposed to sing along with the Baal Tefila when he says Chazaras Hashatz? A few points here and there, but your pockets, but that's not really what's supposed to be. So that's why there's different in Hagim what you do. But again, you want to know what Magen Avos is, the rest of the story? It's Chazaras Hashatz, it's what the Chazan is doing. It's for that reason, says the Mechaber, an unbelievable kula, in Hispalol Shal Chol, V'loi Hiske Shal Shabbos, Oy Shaloi Hispalol Klal, V'shama Mishliach Tzibur, Brocha Achas Me'ein Sheva, Me'roi Shvat Soif Yotza. You know why you're Yotza? Because it's Shmoyne Esrei, it's Chazaras Hashatz. And being that it's Chazaras Hashatz, you could be Yotza. Stating that, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Beis Yosef, that if you think about it, this is an unbelievable kula. Good, Chachamu wa Misaki Mishum HaSakona, that you should have something that seems to mirror a Shmoyne Esrei. It's not really Shmoyne Esrei. So if it's not really Shmoyne Esrei and you botched up your Shmoyne Esrei, or you didn't have it at all, the fact that you're Yoitza is really a very big kula. But the reason it works is, I quote, Mishum de Tfilas Arvis Rishus Makalinimba. But because Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, we keep on coming back to this, the gift that keeps on giving. Because Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, so it's for that reason, Brachas Chavches, that's why Yahut Talmud Rishum Bayichaitz, because of that. That's why this is okay. You want to know why this is okay? It's because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Says the Vilna Gaon, I think it's a different shot. The Makar to this, Halacha and the Mechaber is a Tor. The Tor brings it from one of the Gaonim, Rav Moshe Gaon. One of the Gaonim, Rav Moshe Gaon. Says the Vilna Gaon, I think Pshat in Rav Moshe Gaon is something else. You know what Pshat Moshe Goyen is? The Gemara said that, why do you say Magen Avos? Said the Gemara, Mishum HaSakana. What's the sakana? The mazikin, says Rashi, a whole shtickle Torah. What if you come late to davening and you're still davening Shemayin Esrei, the Olam's leaving? So you don't want them to leave. So you know, we stall. Let's make Shemayin Esrei a little bit longer. You know, you're going to make Shemayin Esrei a little bit longer by imposing a new bracha. Oh, there's a new part of davening. Davening just took 5 minutes longer. If it took 5 minutes longer like this, you have a better chance of being able to catch on. Says the Vilna Goyen, I think Rav Moshe Goyen didn't learn pshat in the Gemara like Rashi. I think Rav Moshe Goyen learned much more pashit. You know what Rav Moshe Goyen understood? That the Chachamim were mesakei Magen Avos as Chazaras Hashatz for it to be a Shmoyne Esrei. Now, usually by Meiriv you don't have Chazaras Hashatz. So why would there be a Chazaras Hashatz by Meiriv on Shabbos Kodesh? The reason is Mishum HaSakana. Because what about this Yid that came late to davening? And he didn't daven Shmoyne Esrei yet. And he's going to Shtelzach on Shmoyne Esrei. Now it's Friday night. He's going to daven on night Shmoyne Esrei. He's going to end up missing the caravan, the guys that are going back to the Yishuv. So the Chachamim said there'll be a Chazaras Hashatz. It's very, very short. It's a Broch Achas Mein Sholish. Just have in mind and be yoitzu with him. What's every Chazaras Hashatz? Chazaras Hashatz was for the Amiyaris, the people that didn't have a daven Shmoyne Esrei. Be yoitzu with the Chazan. That's what Chazaras Hashatz is all about. The whole idea, the original institution of Chazaras Hashatz was so that people can listen and be yoitzu Shemei Koina. That's exactly what this Chazaras Hashatz was, says the guy. It was instituted for the person that's worried, Mimnei HaMazikin, everything like Rashi said, but the punchline's a different punchline. It's not the schlep out davening, what we just schlep out davening. That's not what this is about. It's a Chazaras Hashatz for this year, so he shouldn't daven Shmei Netzri by himself. Let him be yoitzu with someone else. So says the guy, and it's poshit, that's where Moshe Goyen got this from. Because he understood that's the whole mahus, the whole existence, the whole creation, the whole institution of the Baruch Atah Hashem, of the Magen Avos B'Dvarei, of the Bracha Achas Mein Sheva was a Chazaras Hashatz for the person that needs to be Yoitza. So okay, that's what it was instituted for originally. So B'di'evin now, B'chatzatchak, this would be okay for any person. If you're a Tah and you made a mistake, why shouldn't you be able to use this B'di'evin? It was created the Katchila for such a person, so why shouldn't you be able to use it B'di'evin? Now, we have two reasons for this Chiddush of the Mechaber, that if somebody botched up his money on a Friday night, you just be yoitza, listen to every word of the chazan, and like this, you can be yoitza. What's the reason for it? You're being yoitza with the bracha achas mein sheva. This is, what is it? This is not Shmoyne Esrei. It's what, because it has references to Shmoyne Esrei, that turned it into a Shmoyne Esrei. So we have two pshatim. We have the Bais Yosef who said Pashim Shad is, because Tfilas Arvis Rishos, chalk it up as another kula in Meiriv, because Tfilas Arvis Rishos. And we have the Vilna Goyen's brilliance, Kedarkei Bakoidish. He says, no, because the sakana, according to Rav Moshe Goyen, was the katana. Chila be yoitza with this Chazaras Hashatz. I mean that's what it was a katchila. So of course, b'di'evid, you should be able to use it over here. I saw in the Mishnah Berurah in Mishnah Achreina from Rav David Lichtenstein. So he brings in one of his comments could be a beautiful nafkamina between the two pshatim, and that is the Prima Gadim says that what happens if somebody forgot to daven mincha erev Shabbos. So if you got to daven mincha erev Shabbos and now it's Friday night, so what do? You daven two Meirivs. That's what you're supposed to do. So the Prima Gadim says, could I daven one proper Meiriv? And then my second Meiriv, I'll be Yoitza with the Chazan. The Mechaber says, I could do it, but the Eved. So I'd have to daven two Shmoyne Esreis. This is a great way out. Instead of davening a second Shmoyne Esreis, let me just be Yoitza with the Chazan. I mean, isn't that what the Mechaber said? The Mechaber said, I'm Ispaul Shachob Le Hiska Shal Shabbos, so Shalai Ispaul Klal, Vishama Mishleach Tzibur Yatza. So I'll just be Yoitza my second Tefillah. Says the Prima Gadim, you can't do it. He says, you know why? Because the reason for this halacha is, said the Beis Yosef, because tefillah service is rishos. When you daven tefillah tashlumen, your first tefillah is ma'ariv, the second is the tashlumen. Your tashlumen is not ma'ariv. It's mincha. Mincha doesn't work for. It only works for ma'ariv, half of a fellow. It only works for ma'ariv, not for mincha. So says the Prima Gadim that if I botched up my Shemayin Asrei, it's okay. If I didn't daven at all, it's okay. But if I miss mincha and I want to use it as my second ma'ariv, that's not okay. Because the second ma'ariv is doch mincha. Mincha's not rishos. I could use it for ma'ariv. I can't use it for mincha. But said Rav David Lichtenstein, that's posh. That's only true according to the Beis Yosef.
But Leite Vilna Gayan has nothing to do with Tfilas Arvis Rishos. It has nothing to do with Mincha Meiriv. It's that this is a Chiddush that we look at as Chazaras Hashatz. Mishuma Sakana, you can use it as Chazaras Hashatz. B'di'evet, it's something that people could always be Samecha. By the way, the Magen Avraham says B'di'evet, a Yachid B'di'evet. For whatever reason, he didn't have an proper Shmoneh Esrei. He just decided to do Magen Avraham. He could be Yaitza B'di'evet. B'di'evet, it's a Shmoneh Esrei. If it's a Shmoneh Esrei, Mehecha Tesi, to start making differences and distinguishing between a Mincha and a Meiriv, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Just to end with one last Ta'aran, that is Rabbi Kiveger and Ayrechayim and Simon Kuf Yud Dalet wants to say another big Kiddush. He says that what happens if someone forgot to say Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem on Friday night? So, Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem, if you forgot to say it, so depending on the situation, sometimes you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. So the question is, should you daven Shmoneh Esrei again? Rabbi Kiveger wants to say an unbelievable Kiddush. He says, I don't think you have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. He says, why? Because you see that B'di'evet, the Bracha Achas Mi'ein Sheva, counts as a Shmoneh Esrei Friday night. It says, Rabbi Kiveger, there's nowhere in the Bracha Achas Mi'ein Sheva that you mention rain. It doesn't say anything about Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. Right, it doesn't say if it's during the winter, you say it this way, and if it's during the summer, you say it that way. It's always the same Bracha. So you see that B'di'evet, you could daven a Friday night Shmoneh Esrei without Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, maybe any Yid that forgets to say Mashav Ruach Umayr Dageshem on a Friday night, it's like Gora from the Bracha Achas Mi'ein Sheva, and it could be Yubi Yotza.